Welcome to Hammer Dive! Dogs! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubblegum Pino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a beer dead wonder.
Good day,
Tony. Good day to you, sire. In the back, we have Bruce Brown.
What's going on? Picks Friday.
Did you go nuclear last night or what?
I went nuclear. I went nuclear.
Domingo.
Yep. The Juan Soto stack has been diminished. we got that'll a parlay. Happen. We got a parlay. It's the only way to get out of it.
We did have a hype boy parlay hit last night. Congrats,
Mitt.
Oh, yeah.
Mitt. Let's go.
Hey, Mitt.
Hey.
Hell of a week from you, lad.
Thank you. Shit. It kind of started to pay off in the WNBA too. We actually Sparks covered and Fever covered.
Let's go.
We had a hell of a day.
I think Guppy and I were both 1-1.
Yeah.
Fucking
no. I was 1-2. I fucking lost the A's too.
Oh, Rodon couldn't.
No, A's pushed. A's pushed.
1-1-1. 1-1-1. Rodon couldn't get it done. Mike White had hell of an outing.
Oh, guy also dropped a fucking...
That'll happen.
Airmail to fucking pop up to right field.
Yeah, can't be doing that.
Absolutely can't have it. We
lost it in the lights.
Ooh, so I don't know if you guys remember on Wednesday, the 3M open break. Don!
Yep.
I accidentally listed off my top 40 parlay.
Yes.
So some people thought that was my three-ball parlay. And they fucked.
Yeah, a lot of people say
they hit.
They round robin. They hit. Seven of eight. Hit.
That's awesome.
Let's go off, King.
My actual round robins went 3 of 4. Dylan Fratelli was the only one who didn't fucking hit. I just ran those guys back today, and I think it actually. I haven't gone in and hit it and checked it, but I think we might. 3M might be paying out, boys. I don't know what to
tell
you.
Let's go, Tone.
Okay, so we had that. TBT all right last night? Or
1-1.
Okay.
1-1 on the TBT. And actually, I think I said that I liked the LA Cheaters more than Zip 'em Up. Zip 'em Up.
City Boy came through?
They won outright, and the City LA Boy! Cheaters actually lost.
No, LA Cheaters did not come through.
Yeah, the Cheaters lost.
Lost.
City Boy didn't fucking happen.
Fuck.
We died.
All right, but today we got fuck ton of baseball, 14 games. We may get a live horse pick, I was told. Look at that sheet. That is, you're going all in today.
Wow.
Looks like 11 piece nugget.
Looks like you're going all in today, and I think I have a 7. If I remember correctly,
you 1, 2,
3, 4. No, only 5.
So 10 minutes to post race 5, Saratoga. We'll just get right into it.
Not again, dude. Yeah, this is it. If this doesn't hit, we can't.
I'm not taking this.
This is the one that's gonna for sure hit.
Is this fucking Barzini?
No, this is race 5. Barzini's in the barn already. It's probably done Barzini for at least 3 weeks.
Max Blair in.
Probably no, not.
What's your play?
All right, so the favorite is the 8, I believe, and I like the double entry. So this is a little fun explainer. You get the one, you get the 1 and the 1A. Two horses, they share a price. In this case, I believe it's 9-2, and I like them to take down the 8. I think one of them will, and you get a nice double dip with both of them. So let's give it a go on the double entry.
Good luck to that with you. I'm not going to Looney Bin today with you, so it'll probably hit.
I'll put it in right now.
It'll probably hit.
There we go.
Any TBT?
Yeah, I do. I do have one TBT play tonight. This is purely a name play. Okay. We are D3 taking on the Aftershocks.
So you're taking We Are D3.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. So the Aftershocks, I believe, are Wichita State alumni. Ooh, okay. Pretty good program. And We Are D3 kind of tells you all that you need to know. I like the Aftershocks minus 5.5 at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, as a former D3 athlete, I am definitely taking the Aftershocks. They are going to hoop on these kids.
Something tells me that these D3 athletes took their career a little more serious than you did.
Well, you know what?
Big dog,
that's
big
not
dog
what dog. I heard.
I really don't think that's probably true because they went D3 anyway. So, who cares?
Okay, well said.
There's a big dog in Vegas that's on this game.
Oh. Who?
Max play this morning.
Fucking
I read.
Fucking Kinsig?
On this game. I don't know what side he was on, though. I
what?
Can't wait to look.
Kinsig?
No.
I mean, dude, if it's the Wichita State team that I think that it is, like, it's basically it's everybody that, like, Fred Van Vliet played I'll with. Like, look. So they're really fucking good.
Is Fred on the team?
No.
I am also jumping to the conclusion with no evidence that the Aftershocks are Wichita State alumni. Just to, like I said, this is purely a name play.
The okay. Big dog in Vegas is on D3 plus 8.
Plus 8? All right. Oh, plus 5.5.
The line has moved.
Yeah.
The line has moved.
Yeah, if that guy's really a big dog, he'll be on the 5.5 too and middle it.
The Aftershocks.
I mean, that was hours ago. Jeez.
Here's what I like to see. What I like to see about the Aftershocks. Sorry. They are all still playing professional basketball in Europe, so yep. They've got some run. Connor Frankamp.
Yeah. Let's turn up, Connor.
Who is it? We are D3.
Yeah, D3 has some ballers.
They might have some ballers.
Yeah, this is a max unit play here for me. on the Aftershocks, minus 5.5. I might try to find an alt spread if FanDuel lets you do that for the TBT. No, you can't. So, minus 112, 5.5. Aftershocks, let's go.
Proud of you. Proud of you, Mitt. Hey, proud of you.
And, if there's something I was ever going to max play, it would definitely be fucking...
WNBA, you said you were confident. What do you got, Mitt?
Oh, actually, yeah. If we're just going to stick with basketball here, I got an under, and I forgot to even cut the camera to myself. I'm so excited. I have an under here of... I just want to get the actual total right. It's 163.5. 163.5 under. Dallas Wings going to the Chicago Sky.
Okay.
See... The Sky, pretty good at defense. Also, Dallas, not very good at anything. So I wanted to take the Sky here, minus 5.5. I didn't really love that line, but I could see them easily covering that. The under of 163.5 has been smashing in the WNBA as of late. They have been having to drop the numbers from, they used to be up to like 174, and we've just been smashing the unders, so okay. We're going to go with that.
Okay.
All right. Some cloudy skies ahead.
Sounds good.
Love it.
Sounds good. Okay, let's wrap up the AFC East before we dive into baseball real quick. Was there anything that anyone felt real passionate about the AFC East this week that they actually placed or will place a bet in?
I took a flyer on Pats and Dolphins to win the division, just okay. Value-wise.
Okay.
Yep, I have decided that at 5-1, I'm also taking the Patriots to win this division. Just because, you know, I think there's value there.
Shit okay. happens, dude.
Shit happens.
Like, every year, it's
we're
like,
crowning fuck, the Bills.
It's going to be the greatest. It's the NFL, dude. It just doesn't work that way.
Crowning the Bills. And I remember there was something about
it. There was one year that it did work that way. And it drove me insane because I hate when it happens. It was 2 years ago when Chiefs and Bucks did make the Super Bowl and they were
still yeah,
they were
Bucks already looked crowned. Like shit for a while.
The Bucks weren't. I mean, obviously once they got
Bucks
Tom Brady,
were dead, like halfway through the season, man, yeah, they lost at Chicago on Monday night to Nick Foles.
Yeah, I don't know if the Bucks were crowned. The Chiefs were crowned.
No, they were both favorites to make the Super Bowl.
After they got Tom, they became the favorite. Okay.
All right. There's nothing that I was super confident in that I think I'm going to be making any. If I'm going to pick the division, I will do it in a parlay and I'll take the Bills.
Yeah. That'll there's just no value.
No, there's no value.
Bills by themselves. Minus 185 is just for a team to win a division is just not worth the squeeze, my friend.
220 nowadays.
Is it?
220?
For the division?
I could be.
Yeah, you're probably wrong. If I no, it is 220. Jesus.
Yeah, it moved from minus 185 to minus 220 to win the fucking division.
Tell you who has a FanDuel. I just saw this tab. It's called First Win, First Loss. You could pick their for each team. You could pick their first loss or first win of the season.
No, oh, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Pick the Giants like week 8 first win.
Oh, man, all right. God. fucking 55.
Dude, what a joke, him being a 70. Like, we can't put him... Like, I don't want to go back into this, like,
Dan Jones.
QB. Yeah, I don't want to go back to, like, the QB ranking system.
My starting quarterbacks are 69 and 68. So.
Yeah, that's brutal. But, like, we can't be, like, the same as Trey Lance. Like, Danny Dimes is fat. Like, his speed has to be in the 90s.
It's got
to
be 99.
Yeah, his speed should be a 99. You got to think his agility is pretty high, too. What is his awareness? A 5? It should be. But
his fumble should be 100 as well.
Fucking yeah. Run his neck and head directly into that man and concuss himself last year. So if, make the awareness low.
Yeah, Tom Brady should keep his head on a swivel because Kyle Rudolph did not make a block on that play.
Okay. All right. let's do Picks Friday. Let's do all the baseball games. We'll start in Cincinnati. St. Louis is at Cincinnati. Wainwright versus Graham Ashcraft. I know you got 11 picks, so they're only missing 3 games. you on this one?
Yeah, I don't love going against Ashcraft, though.
Okay, well, I'm not.
I like Ashcraft, but I am going to take the Cards here, first 5 money line.
I like Ashcraft, too. I'm taking the Reds at home, first 5 plus a half. They've won their last 4 at home. Ashcraft has a 2.67 at home. Yeah. Wainwright isn't as good on the road, and since he's actually hitting pretty good the last few weeks, I'll take the plus a half with the Reds here. Chicago's at Philly. Justin Steele versus Kyle Gibson.
This feels short.
For the Phillies?
Yeah.
It did.
What's that about?
Cubs are 1-9 in their last 10. But I think they've been hitting a little better, and Justin Steele's not terrible. I'm staying away. I don't like it. Something's going on.
I'll take my chances with the Phils.
I think that's probably the right side to be on.
Yeah, the Phils start my parlay.
Okay, there we go. Yankees are at the O's. You go nuclear here, or
not nuclear, but they're in the latte. We'll see how it goes. They got to bounce back. Yesterday was atrocious.
It was. I'm taking the O's first 5 plus a half.
Oh, get out of here, Tony. Tyon's on the mound. This has hype written all over it. We're taking Yankees money line.
Tyler Wells is slightly better at home than Tyon is on the road. Baltimore's been hitting better than the Yankees. Yankees are 0-4 the last 4 road games and versus righties. Baltimore was 9-1 before the break. I will see if they continue. Plus a half, first 5.
Some I'm sluggish on
Yanks,
ball.
First 5. Okay. Decent run the Yankees.
Let's go.
Fucking lone wolfing it?
Yep. If I was the Yankees, though, I'd be pretty concerned about the Astros.
Yep.
I believe their batting average against the Astros this year is like 130.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of like advanced scouting fucking bullshit that they're doing down there, but yeah. that Mickey Mouse ball club, too, the left field.
Yeah, but Bruce, they let that athletics guy ride on their plane. Good guys, remember?
Yeah, they probably had it wiretapped and stole whatever he was talking about.
Marlins are at the Buccos. I believe the Marlins haven't scored a run in like 36 innings or something like that. Braxton Garrett goes against Zach Thompson, huh?
Is it 54 or 36?
Is it?
It's been a week since they've scored a run, like combined with the break.
Yeah, I know it's been a long one. I know it's been a long time since they've scored a run. They're still favorites tonight over the Buccos. Zach Thompson hasn't been great. I'm just going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I think I'll put my feet up on this okay. one.
Here's an interesting one. You, Darvish, goes to New York to face Max Scherzer. 184 is the line for the Mets at home. I wanted to take the Mets, but I didn't want to take them at that number because the Padres have been hitting a lot better than the Mets have. Mets were kind of in a little bit of a slump.
Yeah, it's kind of just throwing a parlay if you're taking the Mets. I don't like going against the dads at that number.
Yeah, me either. Bruce is this in the
Yeah, no, I agree with that. If there's anybody but the dads at that number, I would probably be on the Mets.
Okay, perfect. Who else is next? Toronto's at Boston. Gausman versus Eovaldi. You're not going to like it, but Gausman's been really good on the road, while Eovaldi's been worse at home. Toronto's number one versus righty. I'm going to take Toronto first 5 money line.
I don't know if Gausman's healthy.
Okay.
He hasn't pitched since he fucked his foot up. Give me Eovaldi in the Sox plus a half.
That worries me. And I didn't see that.
Eovaldi has been giving up the long ball this year. Yeah, like never before.
That's what I was about to ask you. Is he just chefing up meatballs, or is he nasty Nate again?
He's been chefing up meatballs, but he just came back from the DL too. He's only had one start since he's been back as well. So
gotcha.
Same thing with both these guys.
Okay, perfect. I didn't see on his game log that he missed, so I'm a little worried there, but we'll see. Otani goes against Chucky Morton. It's in Atlanta. Obviously, Otani has been the better pitcher this year than Chucky. But the Angels are dead last in hitting. So I'm going to stay away from this one.
Feed me the Braves.
Yeah, first five, full game.
First five.
See, if I was on the Braves here, I'd go full game because you're probably someone after Otani is going to blow it if they're, you know what I mean? But I'm
yeah, this is usually the part of the season Otani kind of might fade a little bit. I could be wrong.
Who, Otani?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, he only pitches once every 2 weeks.
Cal Quantrill against fucking Mr. Inconsistent Lucas Giolito. Cleveland at the White Sox. No, thank you.
Whoa.
Terrible spot here to be in. I love Quantrill, but I'll take the Sox first five money line.
So White Sox tight.
Only play against 29 games left against winning teams this year. They played against 56 winning teams, 56 games against winning teams in the first half.
Who's that? Wow. Southside?
Yes.
So easier schedule second half.
They're going to get going.
And they got they're getting some of their injured guys back. That's why I took them to win division. But yep. Not tonight I will not be taking anything.
I am going to shoehorn in White Sox minus 1.5 at plus 125.
White Sox minus 1.5. Thank you.
Jeez, take money line, Mitt.
You see.
No, he's confident. No value. He's confident. No value. Senzan Taylor, who stinks, is going against Corbin Burns, who's good. That's why the Brewers are fucking high $2 favorite side. No thanks.
Yeah, minus 300 now. I have okay. Minus 290 in parlay, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, who cares? Interesting one here. And Razor at KC, and it's a short price here, too. What is it at?
Minus 130 for the Rays? Minus
136. Makes no sense.
Keller's actually been pretty good as of late. I assume that's why, but I almost blindly took the Rays because it's Rays versus Royals. But I decided to stay away.
I'll take the bait.
Yeah. That's another one where if I was taking it, I would go Rays full game instead of the first five. Keller's given up 1-0, 2-0, and there's a 4 in there too, but he's been pitching okay. Oh, but this is against fucking okay. Here, let's dive into numbers a little bit. Against Detroit and Oakland, 1-0, 2-0. He did face the Astros in there and gave up 4.
Yeah. Come on.
Makes me want to take the Rays. Give me Rays, full game. Jumping in. Spencer Howard versus Cole Irvin. Spencer Howard stinks. Okay?
I love Cole. I love me some Cole Irvin.
The A's stink. Texas has been on a skid, too. Fuck off. I'm not doing anything.
Give me the A's fucking first five plus half. Mm.
We lost again in Saratoga. $300 down the drain.
Fucking A.
Absolute shocker.
Came third.
Told you I wasn't going to the fucking loony bin with you today, pal.
Tomorrow I'll probably wake up, have a cup of Joe, and bet every single race, and come in here $2 to my name. Yeah, I mean,
tomorrow's your day. That's horse racing.
You gotta look at their ears in the paddock, man.
I hear you.
You gotta be dialed in. You gotta be picking up the grass outside the track and smelling it in your hand.
You heard him.
Whatever you say, Bob.
Yeah, hear the hooves.
Nats are in Arizona. There's a fucking good game. Corbin versus Gallen. Corbin's been terrible. Gallen's actually decent. I would lean Diamondbacks here, but the price was too much for me for Diamondbacks.
So whoever gets Soto is getting Corbin.
Yeah, it feels like they're dumping that salary.
Yeah, that's the move. Yeah, I'm out on this one.
Not laying 170 with the D-backs. No. Houston's at Seattle. Urquidy goes against Marco Gonzalez. Give me Seattle first five plus the half here. Marco's at home. Urquidy has over a five on the road. Houston is not good versus lefties. Give me Seattle.
Till they lose, ride the fucking Mariners.
Seattle dude. First five plus a half.
Sweet.
And then Logan Webb goes against Tyler Anderson, Giants and Dodgers. Tell you what, I'm gonna make that mistake again. Give me the Giants first five plus a half.
I'll fucking drink the Giants Kool-Aid again.
Here's the one thing tonight, though. Giants are number one versus lefties as far as hitting.
They did come back last night.
Yeah, they did.
They're just making mistakes, dude. That's the one interesting. I think the Giants might be the ones to get Soto. If the move happens before the trade deadline, I think they might be the team that slides in there.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting. All right, so I am on Reds first five plus a half, Baltimore first five plus a half, Toronto first five money line, Seattle first five plus a half. I added Rays full game and Giants first five plus a half. A lot of pups.
All first five, Cards money line, Phil's money line, Yanks money line, Red Sox plus a half, Braves money line, White Sox money line, Rays money line, A's plus a half, Giants plus a half, Mariners plus a half.
Chris, you want to give out your latte?
Yeah, so the blue chip latte or Phillies money line full game. All this is money line full game. Phillies, Yankees, Brewers, and Rays.
Okay.
And then I just put in a 10-legger little emerging markets parlay. Reds plus a half, Phillies money line, Yankees money line, Mets money line, Blue Jays money line, Angels plus 1.5, Brewers money line, Rays money line, Mariners plus a half, and Giants plus a half. That's 117.
Bruce came in the office today. He said, let's hit a fucking $10,000 parlay.
Yeah, let's just fucking do it. Why not us? Hey, you can't win a bet that you don't place.
100% true.
Great point.
We were, and if you're not hot, you're due. We already got the boost in for fucking Chris Curtis and Tom Aspinwall.
Hell yeah. I watched a pretty sweet video of Chris Curtis beating the shit out of some random guy who was like a street fighter.
Well, you know Tommy Aspinwall is going to do the same
thing. Yeah, you know it.
The other boost that we have to take is fucking Patty. Old Patty the Batty.
Patty the Batty. They got boost
money,
up.
Even money TKO he's or something.
Teabag that guy.
Yeah, even money?
Yeah.
He's going to teabag him, lad.
It's good value.
Fucking Liverpool, lad.
Good value. All right.
Did you see that video of him talking about the lads?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the best.
You see him at the weigh-in, fucking.
You think they won't be drunk at 6? They're the fucking lads.
All y'all fat-shaming me, telling me I won't make weight.
Nailed it. All right.
Kiss my arms.
The best, dude.
It was a good week on Hammer Down. We did the AFC East. We did baseball. We did the All-Star game. We did TBT. We did WNBA. We did golf. We did horse racing. We did every single thing that we could do. And we'll do it all again next week on Monday when we see you again. And we'll do the NFC East next week. If we have any picks this weekend, we will tweet them out. We can't thank you enough for everything that you guys do for us. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube.com/HammerDown. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer Down. Ow.